I would describe the current Myanmar situation as worrying. Things have been deteriorating over the past couple of months, particularly for freedom of expression and association. The government has been clamping down on the political opposition and independent media over the last couple of weeks and months. And it's really concerning because there are upcoming local elections in November and the general elections next year. And, you know, if the human rights situation is getting worse in that way now, you can only imagine how much worse it might get in the future.
Have you gotten in touch with the government officials to see how this can be remedied?
I mean, we are calling on the authorities to stem the tide, to improve things. We're always open to engaging with them more. We haven't yet had direct conversations, but it's something we are definitely open to doing.
Yeah, given the current situation now, do you think a free and fair election is possible?
I think that free and fair elections can only happen in a climate that respects fundamental rights, the freedom of expression and the ability for the political opposition to organize and express themselves in the way that they are supposed to. And the indicators now with the direction that it's going in, and I'm talking about the situation in Tanzania, really make it doubtful as to whether that can really happen, which is why it's so important for the authorities to really put the ship back on track, so to speak. I mean, just to flag that it's not just the general elections, there are local elections in just a bit over a month, which are really important as well, and that's why it's really important that the government takes steps now, urgently. It's really urgent. It shouldn't be something that takes time to put things back on track as far as the respect for human rights.